Wow, people are actually joining. Yes, I think they are. Right. What am I doing? So, welcome everybody who's come. Although I'll probably have to say welcome loads of times. Obviously, I'm late. Because, you know, those are the rules. I have prepared. It's a bit like the normal one where I'd read through the questions. Because I thought, you know, we know what format that is. But if you're here, then you can message me. You must be able to message me somehow. I don't know how you do it, which is dangerous, but that's fine. We will sort all this out. I have the let's point and click and just get it done attitude. I used to worry terribly about media and social media. And then I made friends with Georgia Toffolo, who is a terrible sweetie in life, in real life. She's a lovely, lovely young woman. But she got through my nerves and she just said, darling, just point and click, just go. And then just say, okay, fine, just point and click. We'll just point and click. Oh, good evening. Yes, we can message you, Stephen. Yes, yes, you can, Nadina. How do I make that bigger? I want to make that bigger. How do I make that bigger? I don't know. The last one. I have two go-tos for technological support. One is Maya Tusi, and the other one is one of my old mentees, who's now a grown-up young man, but who understands all these things. So I tend to I rely terribly on them. I am pretty rubbish at technology. I'm sorry about that. But I'm pretty chuffed that Substack have given me this power. You're not supposed to get it this early. And it was nice of them. But then I'm incredibly chuffed for everybody who subscribes and everybody who pays to subscribe, because, you know, that makes a huge difference. The 30-day views are over 30,000 now, which is good. We need to, you know, I want it to be a successful Substack community, because then we could do things like meet up. I'm terribly jealous of another Substack community that is very successful, because they do have parties. And I think that's basically what we should aim for. Because generally in life, that's what Barrett is aiming for, more parties. Why not? It makes perfect sense. Right, let's get on and stop waffling. Everybody who joins, because there's people still trickling in, which is perfectly rational. But right, let's start. I've arranged the questions as normal. I'll try to keep an eye on the chat. It's quite difficult because it's tiny, which really we are just going to have to fix somehow. I can't see it. But right, let's start with Dave. He's very nice. You're a very bright light in the dark of today's scary and worrying country. Hopefully to get some answers on how the country has become unrecognizable. We have been through a major change in our society. EU membership, whether you liked EU membership or whether you disliked EU membership, is a major thing for a member state. It's a major thing for our country. And obviously there have been other transformative situations that have arisen. I'm going to come back to this because I don't think that's always necessarily bad. But what I think we want, or certainly I'm sure everybody who subscribed to me wants, is a law and order state, a rule of law state, a state where we don't really care about this identity politics nonsense. We want everybody to be treated the same and the laws to apply equally. We'd like to know what the laws are. And that's another one I'm banging on about. An article to publish soon on that, because we have every right to know what our laws are. And then we'd like to see them applied fairly. You know, most of us have an idea of Britain or England in our head that, I mean, it was never really racial. So I don't know why we ever went down this path, but we would quite like it back. This sort of nice place where people queue and they follow rules and the rules are fair and the police officers are honest, you know, and that sort of stuff is what I would like us to get back to. John says, hello, Stephen. I'm really enjoying the content and discussion. See, this is the point I've made before. We are actually lovely. Just watched an interview with Peter McCormack and Liz Truss on YouTube regarding the deep state grooming gangs. Well, a lot of you talked about grooming gangs, the rape, I've talked about it. I always say rape gangs. I hope people have now noticed that I just put that in Twitter. It's lots of nice people use grooming gangs, but all the bad people also use grooming gangs and never use rape gangs, which reinforces my existing thoughts on why nothing changes, even with a change of government. Yes, I mean, that's the point. We have a static civil service, and that's why nothing changes. But the problem isn't. So I have this argument with Maya, because a lot of people like Maya would like to have an American-style system where when you get a change of government, you completely change most of the civil service. You sack most of them overnight, and then the incoming administration puts in loads of them. It's a solution. It is a definite solution. But our solution, alternatively, I'm sorry if my messing with my hair irritates you, but because this is slightly lower down, it's going to happen even more. It just keeps falling in my face, and I find it very irritating. But our solution traditionally was to have a permanent civil service that was impartial. And the problem we have now is that we have a permanent civil service we can't get rid of who are clearly not impartial. There are individual civil servants I could name. They've got Twitter accounts. And you can see that they've got all these various causes. You know, the head of the Home Office went to a committee and basically said he didn't really want to stop migration. It's not his call. You know, this is just not his call. So we either go back to having a permanent civil service which is impartial, which I think I could do. In the last government, I was invited in to talk to a minister about it, and I think it can be done. But if you can't, or you don't believe that, or you've just lost your temper, you'll go down the Maya path, and you will believe that the best thing we should do is go American. I can't even see that. How did they come to wield such power? Hillary, I think you mean the civil service. Largely because during EU membership, ministers and politicians aren't really required to do very much. We're going to get rid of all this. They are basically just there to sell EU policy. So the EU comes out with what's called the directive, or sometimes it's called regulation for fun. And it's written, and then your duty, your job as a country, as a national party, is to implement it. So the civil servants busily go away and type it all out. And they call it an act of parliament. That's why Nick Clegg was very disingenuous several years ago when he said, oh, it's all English law. Like, no, no, it comes from the EU. Then it gets made into a UK act of parliament. At which point, British ministers don't really do anything. They don't really have to do any work. And they're very used to following what civil servants tell them. And I still don't think we've left that behind at all. I agree with stakeholder capitalism. Who's saying that? Ian? Very wise. I think we have to watch all of this. I think the fundamental mistake, and I sort of went along with it a bit because I was quite a young man in the 90s, and I sort of believed in the hope of all this stuff. I blame Star Trek The Next Generation, but I'm watching it. I'm on season 5 with Small. I mean, I do love it. I love that watch The West Wing. Just as bad as them. But ultimately, we decided we could invent a system better than democracy, and you can't. Now I'm an older man and I've got responsibilities, and you know, the country's in the state it's in. I'm just going to have to accept that and go back to believing in democracy. And I do believe in it, and I think that's what our fight is. I wouldn't say it's existential yet, but I think we are definitely in a fight. It's why Keir Starmer, who I'm just going to keep calling the boss, if you vote Labour, I have every sympathy with you. And the clever people who are on the left, like Claire Fox, I mean, imagine having to deal with this just bollocks. Now, poor Labour Party, terrible way. But you do have my sympathies, but I'm just going to keep calling him the bollard because I think he's anti-democratic. I think that's why he said, WEF, would you rather Davos or London? Davos. Because you're not a Democrat. And I think we've all slumbered. We all thought the wall fell down and the USSR collapsed. And so we all decided that democracy was safe, but it clearly isn't safe, and it clearly needs protecting. And I'm going to do everything I can to protect it. Julie says, "Good evening, Stephen. We are all just so polite. We are the nicest people. Enjoying your take on life. However, I would like some discussion on a post on X by Isabel Oakeshott." Ah, the video. The video is awful. This is the worst video. It's awful. It's awful because it's indoctrinating children in politics, which is against the law. We have laws against this stuff, but stop. the best thing you can say in its defense is it's somewhat now, and they did at least take it down. But do any of us believe they wouldn't redo it in a second if they thought they could get away with it? No. I mean, this is just absolute tosh. This has been the death of impartiality. I need to write about impartiality. I need to write about what it is to be political, because they think they've got to a point where there is good politics and bad politics. And they know that refugees are good and inherently great. And therefore they can do absolutely anything, including a disgusting video, a brainwashing little girl who really should just be learning maths and playing PE and not doing anything about asylum seekers. Many of them who, as we know, represent a distinct threat to their safety, which I'm no longer worried about speaking about out about. I have been. I was a coward like many other people. But I now just feel there's no way to do anything other than speak out about it. One caveat I put always on the rape gangs is that I know decent Pakistani Muslims who I trust with my child. So it's the left who are doing this. It's the bad left, not the good, sane, rational left like Claire Fox. Whatever it is that's taking control of the Labour Party's identity policy nonsense. I was doing it last night on Question Time with Aisha Hazarika, but she was saying no one was blaming all Muslims. Well, the only person who suggested that is you, love. Okay? So loads of us have got this event. We know the decent people, and the decent people need to stand together. So I think two wrongs with the rape gangs. One, people like me who were scared to mention it. And the other was that all the Muslims were getting thrown into a barrel, because that's how they think. I may control who joins this in future, but there we are. Ali asks, will Starmer be sneaky about grooming gang investigations? Yes, we saw that yesterday with Yvette Cooper. What they proposed yesterday, and I was live tweeting at the time, but what they proposed is not in any way good or fair, and it won't work. It won't protect little girls. It is not a real inquiry. It won't achieve any outcome, and we really need to fight back. Maggie Oliver is brilliant, so I'm hoping that she will carry on her fight. Stuart, can reform all the people do their own investigation into the rape gangs? Yes, they can. And I got in touch with Richard Tice of Reform, and I offered to my services as an independent lawyer or in any way that I could help. I know that ultimately Reform decided that they thought the government would back down, and they think the government has backed down. I'm really not convinced by what the government is proposing. It sounds to me as though simply cover the whole thing up. There's no impetus. If you watched her, not once did she criticise a social worker who failed these children. Not once did she criticise a police officer who failed these children. But you have to recognise that these people failed these children. You have to. And then you have to do something about it. That's the idea. This story's not over, because too many people get it now. Too many of us are just utterly horrified. I don't know if you saw, people watched on Twitter, but James Dreyfus, who's famous for playing these incredibly camp comedy characters in the sort of 90s and the noughties, and who is gay, but he absolutely, like many of us, because, you know, everybody knows I'm bisexual, but I care about my kids. We care about kids. And I think sometimes because same-sex attracted men or gay men have been portrayed as very effeminate and very silly, you sort of get the idea that we're a bit different from other men. But actually, our blood boils just the same. And if we see a kid being, you know, threatened or, you know, in pain, we get just as angry. And we just, the response is visceral. You know, another person who I utterly, utterly, utterly trust with my child is Douglas Murray. Douglas would not let anybody get anywhere near my kid. It would not, never happen. You know, and that's been nice to come out of this. But I think too many of us are on the rape gangs now. I don't think if that's covering its work. Having Elon support is absolutely brilliant. So Reform might well return to that idea, and if they do, I will contact Richard Tice again and offer again. I don't know if anybody wants me, it doesn't really matter, but I think I have skills that can help. And unlike the Mayor of London, I'm more not a part of reform. I don't support reform, but I'm more than happy to help anybody who does good things. I find it so odd that people put party before the good thing. It's like, you're offering to do a good thing. Well, then I will help you because it's a good thing. And I'm not, I've been entirely sure why people care so much about political parties. Well, doing the right thing. JJ, will the Palestinian protests around the country stop now? If they don't, can we guarantee the police will arrest protesters for obstruction or at least kettle them for threats of arrest? We can, it seems. It seems the Metropolitan Police have finally grown a Spartan and are standing up to them. And as a result, I'm tweeting nice things about the Metropolitan Police because, again, that, I think, is the system we all want. I never wanted to be in opposition to any of the police forces. You know, if I meet an individual officer, I call them officer, and I'm terribly respectful. You know, I appreciate they put their physical security at risk to keep us all safe. So I'm very bad. Anyway, I'm pretty respectful. I'm literally doing this live stream from inside my life. I mean, I couldn't be more boring and middle-aged and respectful. So I'm never wanted to. And so if the police are now behaving sensibly, which it looks as though they are, then I will praise the police and hopefully we will get all of this stopped. There is no justification for a Palestinian protest now. There's a ceasefire. I'm waiting, like many decent people, to see who comes home. And I'm open about this, but my child and I, we pray. And we'll pray for the hostages. We'll pray particularly for the Baibas babies who have been breaking my heart ever since this monstrosity happened. Let's just pray and hope. I think this weekend is when it's hopefully all clear who's coming, who isn't. I note that a lot of the men won't come back because they will simply be held. And that's fine. You know, if I was a male hostage and the choice was between freeing me and a baby, I would want the baby freed. And we should talk about this more because I think it is, we have sort of pushed down, sort of recognised that men are actually quite a useful and good thing in our society. Valerie, I did a post on how we can help. So I don't know if you can read it, but I put in a load of practical suggestions, bish, bash, bosh, about how you can make a difference in society. The most important thing is to try. And the most important thing is to not give in, because they want you to give in and you must not give in. That's very important. Hillary writes, the schools bill going through Parliament right now destroys. Yeah, I know, it's important. Everything that's good has happened in education and they want to destroy it. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I was, you know, I'm a bit doubtful, a bit skeptical about things. So I had to learn phonics in order to teach phonics to small. I heard of phonics before. I had to go to lessons on phonics at the school for Tom. And I did my lessons on phonics. And Small's a really good reader. And it was really easy to teach Small to read. And phonics is obviously a good system for teaching children how to read, particularly in a language like ours, which is, you know, mad. I mean, I think you can get traumatized by learning English because there's no consistent rules anywhere. You know, why does it? And you find these funny videos of people just saying, well, when this word is pronounced this way, this is pronounced. And it's just, it's a totally inconsistent soup. So I'm proud of everything that's happened in education. I know the outcome. And they've changed the lives of children, which is for me always the most important thing in the world. Small goes to an absolutely bog standard in town primary school, state primary school. I like to spend a lot of time talking to the other parents and know the other children when they were in reception. I went in, I read to the English as a second language kids and the kids who struggled a bit more, they read with me. And, you know, I know these children, that they are deeply important to me and to us. And the educational reforms, to his credit, of Michael Gove have really helped kids. And for reasons best known to themselves, the Labour government has decided to destroy them all.
I mean, why?
And what's worse, and what's happened today, and I'll carry on with this, but a Conservative MP called Laura Truss is pushing her on this, is that Bridget Phillips and the Education Secretary keeps going to committees and saying that her bill is the opposite of what it does. It's like, you either don't understand your bill, which one? It's a bit like, I get very, 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 very angry when Rachel Reeves or
talk about how they're going for growth, because
nothing they're doing will.
We all know it will not.
We are perfect. I don't think they should be allowed to say that they're going to be growth. But yeah, what's the space on the education bill? The Conservatives will reverse it if they get into power, as I'm sure will reform. I think most of us don't. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen after the next election, but somebody's going to get rid of all this because it's just harmful. It goes right back to the 70s. I mean, it's just pathetic. This is the worst of comprehensive education. And the worst thing about the education secretary is that there's one, because I've been proved wrong, which is quite interesting, this one. So my friend David, who ran the Social Mobility Foundation, always told me off because I believe in grammar schools, very largely because I'm a grammar school kid, and I think grammar schools are good for getting kids from poor backgrounds into academia, into proper academic learning, because, you know, they focus on academia. And David went to a comprehensive. David has always told me off and said, I'm just biased in favor of grammar schools because I'm... comprehensive schools can work. And because I've seen so many comprehensive schools fail, I was always said, no, David, you're wrong. And we were in a pub in Blackfriars the last time we had this argument. But I now have to concede that one woman, Catherine Birbal-Singh, has proved me wrong. Because that's what she's got, absolutely bog standard. They're not even particularly, bless her, I mean, she's a miracle worker, basically like an old 70s office block. And she's turned a bog standard comprehensive into one of our most academically successful schools in the country. She's a god. But if she can do it, and she insists that can be replicated, and I'm sure she's right, then we can make comprehensive education work. Bridget Phillipson has no interest in doing so. Marie went to a good comprehensive school. I learned classical studies and Latin. Wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't it? Why can't our kids learn Latin? Really irritates me. One of the things my dad got very amused about, because so I'm adopted by my dad, and he's an academic lawyer. He has to teach, or he teaches Roman law, and he would often want to do a little bit of a refresher in Latin when if they took what Roman law 2 at Cambridge, because that's how fun Cambridge is. They literally name their courses things like Roman law 1, Roman law 2, because they're the fun people. But anyway. If you take Roman law 2, he's like, you don't have to have studied Latin, but you probably should. So he would buy them, if they came from a background where they hadn't read Latin, he'd buy them all Harry Potter in Latin, which you can do. He's got loads of these copies of Harry Potter in Latin, and he'd tell them to go away and read Harry Potter in Latin so that they got better at their Latin and all their Latin sorted out, which is terrible. I mean, people should be allowed to read Latin. I'm actually absolutely rubbish at languages, so I can't speak any. So I have this thing where, in order to get out of my embarrassment about it, I'm at a party. I would always say that I'm still learning English. And I said this once at a party in Cambridge, and an academic who is a linguist said, you're absolutely right, of course you are, because English has so many words. You can still carry on learning it for years and years and years. I probably learn them all yet, but it's just me being cheeky and getting out of it. Not very good at languages, but if you're very good at them, do. One thing I support is access to the classical texts. So I think young people have every right to know Aristotle, Plato, to read the Roman authors, to read Suetonius, even though a lot of it is disgusting, to read Livy, to read Tacitus, to read Pliny the Elder, even though he's really boring. Because I did all that, but I did it all in translation. There was a W.H. Smith in town, and I used to save up my pocket and then go to the W.H. Smith and these little black language books where they were all translated. So I did that. And I think that reading, whether you access them in original Latin or original Greek, but reading those texts is fundamentally important. I'm a massive believer in Aristotle. We must return to Aristotelian thinking, otherwise we're going to accidentally have Plato. Right, and Hillary, not to shortchange you, but you also talked about blasphemy laws. Yeah, we just mustn't have them. We mustn't bloody have blasphemy laws. We don't want them. Go away. We have a special protected characteristic in Jews because, and I think Sikhs technically, but the bad people, they are always talking. Secondly, they never let the Jews escape their religion. So they've turned it into an ethnon. So you have to, as a human society, sort of adapt. It's all to say, you have to adapt to the bad people and treat Judaism as a special case, just because the bad people don't let them up. They, you know, famously, the Nazis didn't let them. The ones who converted ended up being arrested just the same. You know, that's awful. So you have to have special rules for them. But every other religion should really be able to stand on its own 2 feet and take criticism if it's going to get criticism. You know, you're a religion. I'm a Christian. People murdered Christ, you know, so he managed. You know, the early Christian martyrs were pretty tough with criticism. And I'm generally of the view that we shouldn't have blasphemy law. Aristotle would agree with me. The Enlightenment would agree with me. Everything that's produced anything good is on that side. So we must not have blasphemy law. And if that means your religion's going to, you know, feel a bit mocked, then oh dear. But the only way we'll get good comedy back is if we can mock people, really. Elizabeth, are our political prisoners entitled to legal aid to fight their cases? Now, I think I'm not an expert on legal aid, so nobody should think I am, but I don't think any of you do. But anyway, as I understand it, legal aid is available to everybody. I think it is means tested. So if you have a certain amount of money, I don't think you get it. And I think legal aid is not available if your offence is really quite minor. So I think you need things like going to prison and crap. I think the mistake with what we call the political prisoners, and I don't mind that phrase, is that many of them pleaded guilty. And I'm not sure they necessarily should have. The whole thing struck me as a mass hysteria, basically, as far as I'm concerned. In the summer, Keir Starmer created the upset and the anger by totally mismanaging the situation where three beautiful children had died. And then he was just desperate to cover that up. So that's why you get blaming Nigel and Elon. It's completely ridiculous nonsense that doesn't make any sense and is obviously wrong. You went there. They heckled you. That's how bad you were. And, you know, then they kicked up. You have to take some responsibility for your own action. Bollock. Right, I'm going to scroll back up in this to see if I'm missing things that I should be talking about. Yes, the time Tommy spends in remand gets taken off. I'm aware of him. I pay attention to these things. I spend a lot of time frowning these. I would like to move back to a place where we would never consider using the word prisoner. I would like to move back to a place where we behave decently and agree to disagree where we disagree and get on and respect the idea that people who have different opinions from us are nonetheless good, potentially good people. It doesn't mean they are potentially good people, and that we should recognise and live together as people who are trying to build a nation that we're all terribly fond of. That's where I want to go. I don't know how yet. Stick with me on the Substack, and that's the journey that we're going to be going on. And I should say thank you to everybody who pays to subscribe. That makes a huge difference to me. All subscribers make a huge difference. I don't really understand why Substack treated me to live videos, because I'm not supposed to get them yet. But they did, and I'm a bit chuffed, because I don't really, it's like I never win anything. I don't know if any of you like get competitions. I never think it's winning. That's not what happened. So yes, Elizabeth apparently had each said not guilty. Yes, I think I don't know about the jury. That's a technical thing about defence you're charged with. But one of them went to prison for 3 years, so that does feel like they're being part of the jury. That was the poor who killed himself. We've got to realise we're making terrible mistakes. We're not making our country better. I mean, even if you absolutely loathe Tommy, then you have to still accept that everything the state is doing is a car crash in relation to him, because you just wouldn't give him the oxygen of publicity. You wouldn't allow him to claim to be a martyr. It's like you have to be an idiot to think that the state is dealing with this issue well. Is not. It's a bit like when Diocletian decided to punish all Christians and Christianity had the biggest boom it's ever had. It's like, I know you think you're terribly clever, but you honestly don't know what you're doing. There's a line in the first Star Wars when Princess Leia gets very
joyful at their grandma talking, because she just says, the more you tighten your grip, the more selectors will slip through your fingers. And that is basically, I know it's a fantasy film, but that is basically the logic that we've seen in human society time and time. Yeah, the more authoritarian it gets, the more people will rebel and slip through its fingers. You know, that's just, that is what happened. So there's, everything is very fragile, Hillary. We have to worry about this. Yes. I won't talk about an active case, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, so sorry for those of you who are. Right now, in the atmosphere we're in, I think we can talk about cases, and we certainly have done in the past. I have a lot of faith in our judiciary to robustly handle the trial process. I don't think we would genuinely corrupt a trial to the point where we couldn't. But it strikes me that the current government is so desperate to make an example of a case where they can blame us, because they don't like us, they like not ordinary people, where they can blame ordinary people who they will label far right for derailing a trial. Ergo, we have to take extra care. I think we have to be extra cautious. I think they would love nothing more than to say Stephen Barrett has derailed this trial. So I'm not going to go anywhere that they could even in their wildest dreams. And I've faced a lot of this on Twitter. I've faced the most disingenuous reading of a tweet that I've sent. And, you know, they've said this is, and it's just like, this is pathetic. So I am going to be Mr. Overcautious, just so everyone knows. Donna, I completely agree. Completely agree, Donna. He's just bad at this. I mean, you think back, so one of my mentees is, she's far too young to have ever known him, but she's desperately fond of Labour Prime Minister called Harold Wilson. To the point where she's convinced me that Harold Wilson is probably a decent human being and probably not. And all the rest of it. But Keir Starmer, I mean, he's just not anywhere. I'd take Harold Wilson over him any second. it's not a Labour Conservative thing. It's just he is all. Oh, I know, we're all this far. Absolutely ridiculous. But I mean, that's what happens. They overuse these phrases, and they are overusing them. And we see their, you know, tricky little gap. But provided we never fall into it, we're absolutely fine. Nadina, how does Sadiq Khan get over? Not addressing all the terrible, because he hides it, because he accuses his accusers of racism. He was doing it yesterday. He was trying to bait Susan Hall into saying something so that she could then just denounce her as a racist. A change is coming, largely, I think, because of my generation. So I like to talk about this. There was an event recently, and there were two gentlemen older than me, but generation, but above. It was me, and there was a guy I've mentored many times, a friend, a mate down the pub, who is a generation below me. And we were talking about somebody quite famous and who's absolutely rubbish at their job. And we were all agreeing this person was absolutely rubbish at their job. And then somebody said, well, why did they get appointed? And I said, well, diversity high.
At which point the two of them, because the younger guy is lame, they just freaked out. You see that, like, the two of them have this massive panic, and then they just utterly left. Like almost scuttled up, leaving just me and my mate, who was the actual one, who was babe. But I mean, the two of us burst into absolute fits of giggles, because I just said to my mate, do you think they think I'm a racist? Do you think that was amazing? And he's just like, how can they think that's a racist? And that's what I've been through, is not genuine racism, because I grew up in the 80s. I challenge anybody we've been multicultural my whole life. I challenge anybody to be genuinely racist unless you're, you know, seriously mentally impaired. I mean, it's not rational. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you be? I mean, it's absolutely insane. There's a very nice quote from somebody who had grown up racist in the United States, who then watched the original Star Trek series and said that he changed his mind because of how attractive Uhura was. And it's like, yeah, basics. Come on, you loon. So my generation, and certainly the generation below me, do not fear being called racist in the way that they all do. And actually, it's not that they are racist. It's their fear of being called racist, which has allowed other people to control them. And that fear will just die
Because I don't think it's not conceivable in any way that I'm racist. It's not plausible. I don't see how you run an argument. I mean, I've got one child. For 14 years, I've mentored other children from disadvantaged backgrounds. You know, surprise, surprise, they're from multiracial backgrounds, and some of them are bad kids. This is not, no. So it's that fear of being called racist, which Khan in particular has made so much money out of. But it's going to end because we're not racist. And that's the better outcome. You know, the left are always like, oh, you'll turn into real racist. It's like, no, I'm really. I don't want to be racist. Racism makes no sense at all. Why would you hate people because of their hair color? You know, which socks they wear? It's insane. Dislike people because of who they are. This is what Dr. King was saying with the content of their character. And that's what they always want to take away from. They don't like Dr. King because he was like, judge people on their merits. And I'm very happy to follow Dr. King because he's obviously a lovely man and obviously got it right. Matthew asks, anybody know much about this? And it's a climate bill. So I do watch everything and I'm vaguely aware of most things. But I don't have all the time in the world. And I was going to do some research into the climate bill until Claire Fox said, Stephen, it's a private members bill by the Lib Dems. It's really not going to go. And so because I trust her a lot, I'm not going to bother reading it, because you do get wacky private members bills from time to time. And it's important that we all learn that they don't go through. It's quite an important constitutional lesson. My old constitutional tutor used to teach us this in the first week. She would have us read something called the Obscenity Bill, which was a private members bill in the laws in the 80s or the early 90s. And a hereditary peer wanted to block obscenity on television. Well, if you want to block obscenity on television, you have to define obscenity on television. So his Schedule 1 to the Act defined everything that he thought was obscene. And because we're all bright-eyed 18, 19-year-olds, She took great delight in sending us all away and offering a prize to the one who could actually explain what all of them were, because we've never heard of any of these. I mean, the words, they're harrowing words, and I don't think of them to this day. In fact, that's probably where it began. There are things that I officially know that I choose not to know. They want to know. So it's important that you learn, that we all learn and remember that private members' bills in particular don't become law automatically. If this one looks like it's going to take off, obviously I'll put a lot of effort in and I'll kick off. But don't worry that I'm not paying attention, or at least just understand why I'm not. No, we will all just talk to each other. Exactly. Well, no, we need to stop. We just need to stop. Sure. Yes, Steve, I've watched that video. It's vile, isn't it? Absolutely vile. He's just doing it to see. He's not nice. I don't like him. I would not trust a small person with him. No, go away. The education secretary's another one. I just don't trust you people. Just go away. There are lots of lovely people on the left. There was a really nice Labour MP yesterday. I give a call out to him in the latest article on the Substack, because I'm praising people when they do good things, because that's what you do, and that's what we need to go back to. Right. But right, this is the first one. I don't know now. I don't actually. There's no end. There's no like end. Oh wait, now there is. Right. Okay, that's better. I think it'll go on as a video for the people who missed it. Who knows? I might have to ask myself. Thank you for everybody who has tolerated and sat through. And we will. Oh, Donna, yeah, well. Caesar. Yes, no, we can fight. We will fight, Sue. Sue, there's a What Can I Do article on my Substack, and I just put list of things, and I'll try and think of some more. In a democracy, we are none of us powerless, and I refuse to accept that we are powerless. So that's what this Substack is going to do. I can do another one. We'll come up with more ideas. We're not giving in on our country, largely because we have no choice. I mean, I have
you know, I have a child downstairs
who needs feeding, but I just can't leave the country the way it is.
I'm sure a lot of us feel that.
Thank you very much to everybody who watched. I hope this is successful. Let me know in the comments if this was a good way to do it, or just want it to be filmed in future, or if you want other content. But I'm just chuffed Substack. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a lovely weekend.